This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. I make a point of not talking about politics in this segment, but I was intrigued by the report in the Sydney Morning Herald of Malcolm Turnbull's action of kindness in a Melbourne street. He was photographed putting a $5 note in the cup of a homeless man. He was walking towards some event where he had to speak. And Malcolm Turnbull was interviewed on radio. He said, "Every time I see someone in that situation, I always think, there, but for the grace of God goes me. We should remember that. It was a human reaction. I felt sorry for the guy." Now, that grabbed my attention. I think is something very special here. "There, but for the grace of God goes me." You've probably heard that statement before. It's a thought-provoking one. And I suppose it means that something bad that's happened to another person could easily have happened to me. Except for God's mercy and grace, I might have ended up a beggar seeking help from those on that Melbourne street. So it's important we do something, of course, to help those, whether we give them $5 or not, that can be debated. But this phrase is meant to be a way of expressing gratitude to God for the way that God's grace has been at work in our own lives and recognizing that if we've attained something in life, it's not because of our own wisdom or righteousness or how excellent we are. No, because it's God's grace that's at work in our lives. The New Testament records a day when two men go into the temple to pray. One is a Pharisee, and the Pharisees were prominent religious leaders of the community, and they often get a bad rap in the New Testament. However, this man, when he goes to pray, he stood and he prays a prayer of thanksgiving that he's not like other people. He's not a thief or a rogue. He doesn't commit adultery. He's not a tax collector. It's funny, though, he didn't mention pompous people. But the other person there was a tax collector, a despised person, the profession that symbolized the lowest of the low. He was in there to pray as well. These tax collectors were Jews who worked for the Roman government, collecting taxes from their fellow Jews to give to their Roman oppressors, so they weren't exactly what you'd call popular. So tax collectors and sinners, they're often lumped together in Scripture to signify the worst people. But the Bible says in Luke 18 on this day, the tax collector stood at a distance and dared not even lift his eyes to heaven as he prayed. Instead, he beat his chest in sorrow, saying, "O God, be merciful to me. I am a sinner." That man's humility, as opposed to the Pharisee, was outstanding. No wonder the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect. I worked harder than all of them, and yet it wasn't me. The grace of God was with me." So here was Paul not boasting about his accomplishments. He says somewhere else in the Bible, "I am the chief of sinners." He actually pointed to the grace of God that saved him, kept him on track. And he wasn't saying that he was better than anyone else. He just was saying, "God made me what I am, and his wonderful kindness was not wasted. And I worked. It was really God's kindness at work in me, not me." So instead of comparing ourselves to someone else, we're best served by thinking of that old slave prayer that Dr. Martin Luther King actually quoted in one of his sermons. "Oh God, I ain't what I ought to be. I ain't what I gonna be. But by your grace, I ain't what I used to be. Thanks to the grace of God." So how do we experience God's grace? We come to Jesus in our weakness, in our sin, our failure, and we choose to believe his strong love and his ability to change us. 2 Peter 3:18 in the New Testament says it very well. We grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the cross, Jesus died for our sin, for our badness. We were guilty. He paid for our guilt. And when we confess our sins, we're taking care of what is wrong in our lives. Being a man or woman of God is a matter of being humble. I mean, it was John Powell who said, "We think we have to change, to grow and be good in order to be loved, but rather we are loved and we receive his grace so that we can change and be good." Heavenly Father, thank you today. It's not anything that I've accomplished in life. Lord, it's the grace of God within me, and I am truly grateful. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.